Podlead-um.
All the cycles. All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podlead-um.
Spelled backwards.
Leap. Dumb.
Podcast.
Leap. Dumb.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap. Dumb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Podlead-um, aka Top Model Podcast Spelled Backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and I want to tell her about the turtle.
I'm JDB Crump, and I'm fun, and I'm regal.
And I'm Lex Basile Price, and if I gloated this much, y'all would hate it.
False. I would love every single second. We are here today to discuss Cycle 22, Episode 14,
Jesus.
Somehow. The guy who was a mama's boy.
Who?
Which was?
Both?
Was. Yes, was.
Why is it past tense?
As soon as the pictures came out bad, he was like, ugh.
But I'm here today to retitle this episode, The Guys and Girls Who Better Know How to Use PowerPoint.
But if you know how to use a Clixel, you can become part of the Lead-um pod. That, you know what? Do you remember? A Clixel kind of was on PowerPoint. Remember when you could like click one thing and it would do like a fun fade?
Oh, I loved going overboard with fun fades, fun transitions.
Fun fades were the best. Star wipes. Star wipes for days.
So become part of the Lead-um pod by clicking on that Clixel and donating as little as 99 cents a month.
Digital art said, I'm going to be more and less all at once.
Yep.
Because underneath, there's a heavy finger quotes sentence.
First time we've ever gotten a single item in quotations, right?
Yeah.
Yes, this is the first time we've got a one, I think. Mm-hmm.
Mystery forest blown open and taken to a fashion level. Huh?
What did you do to my mystery forest?
Blown open and gaping.
Stay away from my mystery forest.
I couldn't see the mystery forest for the mystery trees that were blown open.
It's taken to the fashion level, like, of a video game. You found a secret, passage, you know, glitchy thing.
Speaking of glitching, Tyra seems real tired during this tie-dye tip.
Tired tip, yes. Yes. So unactivated.
Mikey.
She tells him to take pictures, I guess.
Just chill on the beach. But don't forget about high fashion.
High, low, in between equals money for Mikey. What?
I love that he made it a call and response, though, because Tyra goes, do you understand? And out loud, Mikey goes,
oh,
I do.
He does that a lot.
I do.
He also celebrates too early and too often. Because he's like, yet again, another best photo. And I'm like, okay, it's number two.
Mm-hmm.
And also, technically, the first one was not a photo.
Sure wasn't. It was a performance.
Mm-hmm. This is also, because this is the first time where I noticed it, where I would like to talk about what was happening with the mic levels on this episode.
Okay.
All over the place.
Sure.
Why is everything so quiet and then so loud all the time? Why are they constantly dipping and coming back up? What was going on?
I truly don't know. I wonder if something happened production-wise returning from Vegas.
Like they hadn't remiked the house, or like they already struck the house.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
or
they reduced stuff because they're like, okay, we've never gotten to do this before, but only four are coming back or five or whatever.
Let's
so maybe we reduce stuff.
Maybe.
When there were more people in the house, we didn't realize how echoey it was.
Yeah.
Because it's just a stone block of a building.
Mm-hmm.
And now that there are only four people, it's too much.
I wish they had taken down the wall decals, the fatheads that I learned earlier, that said stuff about short people since there's no more left.
I wish we would stop seeing Mame in Mikey's bed and also hearing anything about Justin. Why?
I don't like any
why,
of this.
Why?
No, thank
well,
you.
Well, Lex, you're going to get your wish because Mikey said, oh, time to wrap up this storyline. They have a conversation where they don't say this, but they might as well have said, hey, Mame, Mikey, I feel like we don't need to do this anymore for the show. Okay, got it.
Great. Let's shake.
And but Mikey makes, this is the problem, and it happened last cycle too. Because we are not saying what happened in like very clear terms, what we come out with is that Mikey made out with Mame while she was sleeping and couldn't give consent.
That is the story he tells, yeah.
That is literally what he says. But also, there's no footage.
No.
So even if that, and if they give footage of Mikey looking like a scared possum in the night, and that's it.
It was lit by Devin's flashlight.
Yep.
I like to think if Mikey had actually attempted anything like that, drunk Devin just would have made like really loud owl sounds to wake everybody up.
Yeah, I'm glad that it seems like in this episode, everyone was like, relationships are just done.
Well, I think Lacey and Niall keep to the same casual level because they seem very comfortable just like sitting close in a nice way.
Talking about relationships done. Mame said, fuck my aunt and uncle who raised me.
Ooh, ooh.
I don't understand what Mame thinks this is saying. Does that make sense?
She just has so much unexplored trauma.
Yeah.
Every time she talks about this, she turns into a little girl.
Yeah.
Yep.
This was so traumatic for her, and she clearly has not processed it at all. And when her mom, spoiler alert, gets there, it is painful to watch.
She definitely does.
It like retreat. Hurt me to watch it.
Yes.
Truly.
I totally agree with both of you. And I also felt like, because you're watching two people that seemingly don't know each other, have any kind of real relationship. But I just find it not disrespectful, but like, what was this relationship with your other family that did raise you? Because like, yes, I get that was a traumatic experience. I'm not pulling away, but like, family isn't just mom, dad, child.
Well, it's possible that she did talk about this stuff in a way that would not be helpful for producing her storyline. Yeah.
I do think that obviously for everyone, it's different. I think that media has presented us a lot with the idea that when someone is adopted, which Mame in a lot of ways substantially was, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's always like, but I want to meet my birth parents. Mm-hmm. Like, I love my family. I love who raised me. They are mm-hmm. my family. They are my mom and dad. But I always have this connection to my birth parents. And I feel like, oh, I literally just watched a drama with this storyline where all of a sudden, as soon as the birth parents were available again, the person flocked there. Mm-hmm. So part of me wonders if just because that became a dramatic story that we told over and over, maybe it got into people's heads that was something that was necessary. I also think in general, Lex, and I'm not talking for you to be clear, but I think all of us come from a queer experience with chosen family.
That's true.
So chosen family to us is like a very important, almost natural thing that we needed.
That's
and I think true. A lot of people don't have to explore that.
Yeah, it's just...
Because I've always been someone that was like, family and friends are basically the exact same thing. It just depends on how much you love them and how much time you spend with them.
And I think it rubs up against also my specific annoyance with people that use the phrase blood is thicker than water without mm-hmm. knowing what that means and that it's fully the opposite. So I agree.
Well, there are two things I'm going to say in response because I saved them both up. What is that?
To take you both down.
That's what this is going to be. No, I really think that she becomes a child when this subject is raised. And I'm skipping ahead a little bit. But when she talks about how most people see their families 24/7, I'm like, you just graduated from college.
Yeah.
Most of the people I know do not see their families 24/7 by the time they are 22 years old.
No.
So it's not even matching certain lived experiences for her. And I think that's because whenever her parents come up, she just becomes like a 7-year-old.
She goes back to that time where mm-hmm. she was shipped
the
off.
The time she left them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I will say, this is a house except for one person who could really benefit from a lot of therapy.
Well, and the other thing I'm going to say, and I want to give a shout out to the Discord on this, is that, and I can't say that they did this on purpose, but they sure wound up with the top four who would be excited to see their mothers
mm-hmm.
instead of several people earlier on the cycle who don't appear to have the best relationships with their families.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that got raised in the Discord. Most recent, our last two eliminees appear to not have super close relationships with their families.
Or at least, like, not notable ones.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing story-wise.
I don't think that's something Tyra could process.
No, no. Because someone else that reverts to their childhood self when they're around their mother is...
Oh, boy.
I would say teen Tyra comes back.
Oh,
teen
yes.
Tyra. What, I will say, to wrap up on my thoughts on this, I acknowledge for me, and we'll talk about it probably more when her mom's here, though we've just had the full discussion, so maybe not. there's three other moms to talk about. But there is definitely a layer of cultural specificity to Mame and her mother's relationship as well, which I just don't know anything about.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so...
Miss J, like Hannah, doesn't know where the front door of this house is because they seem like they entered from the backyard...
Because there ain't one. Although that actually is the front door, I'm pretty sure. I can't think of any other door that could be the front door except the one that leads into the backyard.
No, we see it later this episode. We see the front door.
Y'all, if you told me this was the kind of haunted house where things just changed every time you left a room, I'd get it.
Jay presents a barbecue opportunity with a random person that refuses to turn around until spoken to.
Before we get to her, Lacey says, grill, just like I do. And just like Lex loves to make fun of me for saying.
Buy a grill. I don't know if the listeners know this. In one episode, I couldn't tell you which one, JW said, buy a grill. Oh, it was about Sears. Whoever got a Sears gift card.
Sure. I was like, that's a good prize.
Buy a grill. That is the text tone whenever JW texts me.
Buy a grill.
Buy a grill.
And mine is, Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. There's such a pause between the O and the F. But no, they all get out there, and it's time to remember the Fab Life.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Chrissy Teigen doesn't want you to remember the Fab Life.
Only Miss J wants you to remember.
Also, Chrissy Teigen apparently only got the rights for one photo from her modeling career.
Her vast modeling career.
Mm.
One from Sports Illustrated, end of collage. Now, let me say this. Chrissy Teigen, no matter how you feel about her post this episode, is casually devastating several times to Mikey. And I became a big fan.
Yeah, this is the thing. Any knowledge of Chrissy Teigen, I think, leads you on a real up and down cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes she's great. Sometimes she's the worst. This episode, great.
Great. And I'll say, you know, I at one time did do Blue Apron for a little bit. And Chrissy Teigen sometimes had recipes, and they were pretty good.
I remember a lot of
my friends really liking her cooking. I think she, like, got it.
Yeah.
I was ready to mock whatever mystery person was standing at the grill pretending to cook. And then she turned around and I was like, oh, Chrissy actually would.
Yeah, I believe that she's actually grilling that stuff.
Yes.
Because she seems to like to, her cookbooks are kind of this. She seems to cook what she likes to cook and eat.
Yep.
And it's like not necessarily culturally specific. It just kind of has influences. And she's not worried. What's kind of cool is like she's not really
worried
about.
It's all kind of cozy vibes too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cute. I found this one little quote that I thought you would both like. Salty, spicy, saucy, and fun is sin. That's the food, but that's Chrissy too.
Honestly, great.
Cute.
Yeah.
Mikey's Thai treat is Chrissy, and this was the wrong person to say this to.
Sure was.
And Chrissy clocks that immediately.
Immediately. She's like, oh, I know what you are.
How about this little Southern gal? Could she have won?
I know ASL. I'll talk to Niall.
Please.
But it is also so nice to actually see Mikey around a woman who has no time for his bullshit.
She doesn't buy one singular thing he says.
Nothing.
When they go to the selfie station and they start talking and she's doing everything she can to not let him really touch her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then he says he's from the streets and she goes, the mean streets of Hollywood, Florida. I fell out of my couch.
Only to be bettered by her when she tells him he looks like Kid Rock.
Because he's like, I'm trying to be a rich boy. And she's like, you look trash.
And she never put down that wine glass the entire time. No.
And I think the most devastating thing about it is that she looks amazing in all those selfies and he looks like trash.
Garbage. I also, because it's Mikey, we're going to shit on him. I despise this narrative. that men can't control themselves around women.
Yeah.
That it's just like, well, I'm a man. And this isn't just Mikey, obviously, but just this thing of like, I'm a man. Of course I'm going to be horny and constantly
It's the men have needs narrative.
So?
Which all is just rape culture.
Yep.
It's like, well, we can't teach men to not do bad things. They have needs.
Right, which just goes into, like, if we want to get into it, rape culture also informs dress code rules and, like, all this. And it's just so enforced that men can't ever control themselves. So it's always women's responsibility to say no and to say no again and a third time and also no.
But don't not in a way that's going to put them in danger.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, can't humiliate the man when you say no.
Unless you're Chrissy Teigen, who says no a million times. And Devin, this is actually right under Devin's takedown of Mikey is Chrissy's takedown of Mikey. I'm starting to get the sense that post production does not care for Mikey, because they show, if we're being honest, you could have probably edited a version of Mikey who wasn't so villainous given the stuff.
I don't know.
I think you could have edited him powerful. To seem a little charming and cheeky.
They edited Ava out in such a way when she did something super bad that we were confused. They could have at least done that to Mikey. Yeah. So post doesn't care. They want us to see this stuff.
I don't know. He's just so consistently like this with so many different people. That's
I'm not
basically
saying he didn't make it easy.
He's also one of those people I just want to talk about. I'm just going to vent about this for a second,
please,
I guess.
Do it. This is Pod Lead in the evening, y'all.
Yeah,
this is
right.
If you haven't known, this is After Dark. I have wine.
I thought I was too old to still be hearing this from straight men in my life. But recently, I feel like I've come across a bunch of straight men who don't understand that you can recognize that a person is attractive without being attracted to them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Or even if you do think a person is attractive, there is no need to express it.
No, no.
And there's, it's, look.
It happens in gay culture, too.
Mm. Oh, that absolutely does. And it's one of those, I feel like, weirdly, a lot of people have a lot of energy put into the word attractive and attraction, that someone can't just be attractive. You have to be attracted to them to say that word and to mean that thing and to whatever. And it's just, I wish we could recontextualize that.
Yes, I do too.
It becomes a verb rather than an adjective.
Now, to get back into the episode, because Lacey has a crazy idea, truly, of what she thinks the Tyramail is.
Well, the Tyramail says, you've been bullied? Suck it up, puss. Like,
we got
almost
a
word for word.
We got a brand new Opofofo for this Tyramail that attempted to be better and it so looks did worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It attempted to be a good photo.
It's a better pixel count.
It's not right by her eye. Her
hair is not smeary as much.
Her hair is normal. She took this before 3 a.m.
She looks like she's modeling on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's new for Tara.
I wish it had just been the clip from the music video of her going, what about the rest of us? on a loop. But Lacey thinks that the Tyramail means that people are going to throw tomatoes at them.
I love that Lacey wants to visit Colonial Williamsburg.
I think she remembered the fake protesters from the audition episode a million episodes ago. And she was like, yeah, every time you're on a runway, people are trying to hurt you.
JW,
right?
I thought that was a different season. When you brought that up, I was like, that was a long time ago. Oh, no, that was episode 3 of Audition.
I actually meant a little peek behind the curtain. Creak!
You and your creaky curtains.
The moment that I started saying it, Lex, I was worried I was wrong.
I do love the idea of Lacey being the one who really wants to get in the stocks, though.
Yeah. She's finding out what her kinks are, Hannah. She's a virgin.
Look, she's just fun and young, an 18-year-old baby virgin.
I love the next thing Niall says, because it adds on to something he said in a previous episode, where he says, a lot of people think giving someone with a disability an opportunity in itself, that is winning. But I want to win-win.
Yes. And then they undercut it by making it seem like he blames himself for the bad photo shoot last week.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't watch these two episodes back to back, that's rougher. But I still I appreciate
I
just
loved
how much
that he said that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was shocked that they let it go.
Me too.
In because the episode.
It's kind of a criticism of the whole show that is Top Model in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It is a criticism of contestants like Talia, any plus size contestants, anything.
It really is, and not just Top Model, I think, because he doesn't present it as just the show. He presents it as all sorts of opportunities. Just a real indictment of people who pretend to buy into the idea of diversity while patting themselves on the back and not doing any actual work.
And where the prize is participation.
Mm-hmm.
Just inviting them to
the
party.
You get
to
do it, so you won.
Yeah, and you're expected to be grateful to be given the opportunity.
Yeah.
I was shocked. It was so refreshing. And the thing is, Niall in confessionals like this just kind of blows everybody else out of the water, because the things that he is thinking about and expressing are just so much deeper and far-reaching than the three other contestants.
Beyond. As much as we talk about people producing their story on Top Model, which every contestant has learned they have to do, Niall kind of doesn't, because he actually has a story to tell that hasn't been told on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also very eloquent. I'm not taking that away from him. I'm just saying that, like, it's interesting in part because it's an actual story.
And I feel like at different points in this episode, you feel the other three kind of straining for, like, big meaning for their stories. And I'm not blaming them, because reality TV encourages you to do that.
I'd do the same thing. I would
absolutely
do the same thing.
But when your footage is up against Niall's, that's rough for you.
Yeah. What else was rough was these Keith Carlos nylon photos.
With the uncredited model who's in every single shot.
I love that his entire nylon winning prize photo spread is all duo shots.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That is, I would actually, if I was him, be so mad if that was what it was. Not one single.
Well, also, the story itself was making a date with America's Next Top Model's first male winner.
Which makes it seem like he's the guest star in the photos.
Yeah, yeah, it fully does.
Or like I was going to say something so stupid, I can't say it.
Now you gotta.
No, I won't.
I she promise,
doesn't trust
I'll cut
you,
it out.
Lex.
Unforgivably stupid.
You can't tease us like this.
Yes. I can't believe I was about to say this. It was like, yeah, it's like he won it as a prize. Literally what happened.
It's night time. He won it as a prize. Okay. We meet two people.
We meet one of them.
Yeah.
But he seemed like a different person.
I argue this is not the same person we met earlier, because we meet editor-in-chief of Nylon, Michelle Lee, who would have been a great, consistent guest judge or judge or something. I loved her.
Fabulous. The whole episode.
Loved this new version of Anne Choquette.
She was new Anne Choquette. She was new Anne Choquette.
Professional, but friendly.
Supportive. But
able
with
to read.
Relevant critiques.
Yes, and
her clothing is just a little wild.
Did it need ADR?
And then new version of Jay Errico, shy edition.
Yeah, did Jay Errico get a new face? This isn't the same person.
New face, new personality. And every time he said something, it was so cutie patootie coded, because he was just like, I'm sorry, guys. I wish I wasn't here either. You're like, happened?
I literally just read an article about how a Cisco impersonator almost got hired as Cisco to play a rich person's bat mitzvah overseas.
Good. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Maybe it's a Jay Errico impersonator. Maybe it's a doppelganger situation.
I also love, if you look up Michelle Lee, there are two things. She has the receipts of literally working everywhere fashion.
Yeah.
She's like, Allure.
Been in fashion and been fashion.
Nylon, CoverGirl, Mademoiselle, US Weekly in Touch. Okay. Glamour.
Look, it's magazine stuff. She's a magazine
Netflix,
person, too.
She was also working at Netflix. Oh, all second thing, you can go to heymichellelee.com, where she has her favorite for beauty products. That's a running list. It seems to be a live list.
Yeah.
A living list of beauty
products. I love a living list.
And I'm going to tell you, I would trust Michelle Lee. I don't know why. From this appearance, I trust Michelle Lee.
Well, it's another woman who immediately clocked Mikey and didn't let him get away with anything.
Yeah, I think we trust people because she says everything that all of us would probably agree with. And so we're like, it feels like you're watching the same models that we are.
Yes.
So they're going to have mock covers of Nylon Magazine. They're going to be
immediately made. Immediately made.
I don't know how this happened, by the way.
I guess they just had a printer ready to go.
It's also very much Nylon by Tyra when we see the covers.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, this doesn't look like a Nylon cover at all.
And then you'll learn, listeners, in case you haven't watched this episode, because they're going to go out and show these fake magazine covers to the public to vote on, every single contestant takes a new picture somehow, sometime.
Yeah, I don't know.
And everyone has it. And they don't hide it. They don't hide it.
Question. Nope. Conspiracy theory.
Do-do-do-do-do.
These pictures were taken earlier, and that's why they were able to print them so fast.
Interesting.
Do you think they did the man on the street portion of the competition on a later day?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I could see that, actually. Because think about it. If you're going to have to make everyone's anyway, you just do a photo shoot with everybody.
Yeah.
And then later, you just have people come back and do some, ooh, interesting. I think that would take a lot from production, but I like the idea of it.
It just also makes it easier on production.
Yeah. That or we're out of Vegas and our amazing props department been here.
It's back maybe on it.
Maybe they just didn't travel to Vegas and that's why we got that weird Tyra suite sign.
Yeah, maybe. The Jay Errico, I like this. I like this. And this is very important for something we're going to talk about.
Yep.
Jay Errico said, hey, models, pick out some pieces. And I will help build an outfit around those pieces.
Loved it. Loved it.
And that's kind of what I think a good stylist would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're going to tell Mom A to leaf through a rack of clothing, she's like, got it already.
Well, and once they said the cover is your opportunity to show your personality, it's nice that they followed up with a concrete way to help show their personalities.
Yeah,
though like I was young surprised and fun. That Niall didn't get a Hawaiian shirt. There must have not been one available.
There was not one available.
He's learning. He knows he's got to put Goofy Niall away for the next couple of episodes.
Massimo found a new home and is now the photographer.
Massimo secretly going to high school and pretending to be a teenager to get a couple square meals a day? Because the top half of the outfit is skater boy and the bottom half is dad khakis.
I do like the idea of being a Drew Barrymore type.
Exactly. He has never been kissed.
Never been kissed.
Oh, that movie.
In my head, I was trying to think of the title, and I thought it was just called Haven't Kissed. That's in the movie. Haven't Kissed.
Question mark?
Haven't Kissed.
Why does Mikey put up his hair so as to drop his hair?
I think that they encouraged him to put up his hair.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Because it was styled. There was product. There felt like there were specific little pieces entwined in a certain way.
Yes.
And as soon as Michelle gave him the opportunity to be himself, he's like, then I'm going to take my hair down.
Then I have to take my hair down. Can't do it without the hair. Can't do it alone.
I'm going to say, I would love to, if I may, go over all four contestants in a row. And then I would love to discuss what they said about themselves.
Please.
Because they get a chance to just say what their brand is.
Mm-hmm.
Mom A's, it was my opening quote of, I'm fun and I'm regal.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do Mom A's first without talking about Lacey's.
Of course.
Because sure. I don't know if this is how it happened in the episode.
Uh-huh.
But Mom A's seems to be a direct one-upping of Lacey's the way it is edited.
I think that is a very fair point, Hannah, and thank you for keeping me honest. So, Lacey's is, I'm young and I'm fun. I'm 18 years old, so I'm the baby from the South. Shocked she didn't say, hi, I'm virgin.
Hello, Southern Virgin here.
Reporting for duty.
And then, right afterwards, in the edit, Mame, I'm fun. And I'm regal. Hers is the
I'm
shortest.
Like her, but so much more.
I'm like princess version of her.
One might say a winner version. Who can say? Mikey says, my vibe is really chill. I want to bring excitement to it as well.
What does that mean? That is his tyrant tip.
And somehow, Niall doesn't say party dork.
Because he knows he'll be punished.
But he said, but it's his truth.
I know.
But he says, a PSA of, as a deaf person, I can be heard. And I'm sorry, that is not anything.
Nope.
Nope.
That's playing to win.
Yes, that is exactly. I was about to say, that's what it is. It's gameplay.
When Niall does his photo shoot, they're like, bring sign into it. And I am not fluent in sign language, ASL. It didn't look... I wonder what the sign he was doing.
Oh, he wasn't.
Yeah, because it didn't look like a sign.
Because I also don't think that will necessarily translate. And Niall himself says the nice thing about photos... He didn't say the nice thing, but he was like, the thing about photos is that you don't see deafness, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't think he was trying to. But they do a weird close-up on his... hands rubbing together.
That's what I mean.
Like, so
they're making it seem like his pose is him doing some sign language.
Oh, I don't think he... I think he just activated his hands.
Sure.
Yeah. Because
they were just cold. They're warming those handsies up.
Yeah, I think trying to hold a still sign because it's such a fluid language would not
it's so
look good
active.
In a photo. Yeah.
Mame's dress is so ugly.
Oh my God. And she's so proud of it. At first.
And, also,
and it is insane.
It's hideous. Also, she stands there just pulling on her hair.
You know, I'm going to say it, Lex. I actually don't find it as much hideous as just bizarre.
Yeah, it's so weird. And
it's
it is not at all...
It's all these cameo brooches in different sizes that seem like they're plastic.
Nothing about it says regal. There is nothing about this outfit
that it
relays regal.
Bridgerton party. Themed party.
Trying to sell these cameos.
It's more quirky, if anything.
But here she's like, love this dress.
If it were lower cut, I could see potentially Zooey Deschanel wearing it.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
If it showed off the cleave.
Yeah.
But she's like, the dress is it. And then she's like, well, actually it's stiff. Never mind. The dress is not it.
Oh, this poor dress that becomes the villain in Mame's story.
But then also sometimes the only thing that saves her.
But Lacey's outfit, though not mentioned by Lacey or the show, is equally insane.
Lacey has not been hearing every week Tyra say nylon. And when I remember that Top Model did do 17 at one point. So 17...
That overall jumpsuit is not a 17 look either, though. You could convince me on the
that
shirt.
That bow tie.
No, yeah, the shirt
that
absolutely.
That bow tie.
With the attached bow tie, 100%. But the jumpsuit?
But the attached bow tie is both small and low. It is not attached at the right place, and
nope.
It is so tiny.
So
and
that's like a chest tie.
I went on record earlier. I like tiny necktie.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one or both of you were like, bow tie might work better. And I say, based on this outfit.
I'm going to say,
well, you gotta
bow tie
right.
On, no, it's also bow tie on loose necked crew cut.
Yeah, loose fabric, please.
No. Yeah, that's the other thing. You can't have a tie. You can't have a bow tie without a collared shirt.
No.
And yeah. You know what that is? A tie-tie tip.
Tie-tied.
Michelle gives some feedback on these photos.
And it is not universally positive. And she basically is like, well, I guess we'll let the audience decide.
She basically gives them the exact critiques that we and the show seems to be giving.
Well, and here's the thing. We have not seen the covers at this point, because before she gives the feedback, we have the second part of the challenge. Not in the real timeline, but in the episode proper.
Yeah.
Mm.
And all when we see the mock nylon covers, they all have the same three articles. Get your boom, boom, boom on. 22 ways to smize.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of smizing. And perfect is boring, colon, A Fierce Guide to Flossum, which I swear was something she was going to write that just didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds like a book title for sure.
And the funniest thing to me about all of this is that the girls get the title Nylon in pink, and the boys get it in blue.
Yeah, Booch. Booch Blue.
So silly.
I like sometimes when there's a plus sign, and sometimes there's not a yellow plus sign.
Mm.
They do weirdly have to slightly change the size of stuff in every single one, too. And also, all of them are going to get their name, colon, some kind of subtitle. They're all bananas. And then under that, A-N-T-M Unleashed.
Let's talk about all 50,000 of these covers that we have.
It's every contestant. I cannot believe that. And the show doesn't hide it at all.
No. That's the wildest thing. They don't even... We definitely see most of the other covers.
Can you imagine what the other crazy like titles were for the other contestants?
Oh, I'll tell you what they are.
We can see
yes.
them. We
can I guess? Because I didn't yeah. write this down.
Yeah.
It's Devin's Eyebrows and Upwards.
You'll see. So,
Lacey's... But honestly, you're not far.
Lacey's is Stepping Out of the South. Mame from Crowns to Catwalks, which
the worst one. Terrible.
Make sense. Mm-hmm. It sounds like she started losing them. Mikey Flirting with Danger.
Two on the nose.
Yeah, honestly.
Niall Breaking the Sound Barrier.
What?
Of the four that we're supposed to see, I think it's the best one.
I guess it is. I'm gonna say technically Stepping Out of the South. Even though I don't like the idea that they're just saying South is bad, so you gotta leave it to be fashion.
Well, and I can't with like the language trying to approximate the accent also. Stepping out of the South. Like, stop it.
It's just funny because with Niall, and we predicted this so early, when it's time to pun, Top Model is gonna pun, and breaking the sound barrier almost broke me.
Doesn't make sense at all.
No.
All right, Hannah, ready? What's the quote of this crazy nylon cover? Ashley. What do we think Ashley says?
Big eyes, big sad.
Wait, can I Family Feud it? Good answer.
Oh, good answer.
Good answer.
Ashley proves tough girls do tooch first.
I was close.
Honestly.
All right, Ava.
I think you could get close to this one.
Yeah.
If you take it seriously, I think you could get very close.
Think about beginning Ava.
I'm getting there.
Let her cook.
Yeah. Out of Heaven and Onto the Runway.
Oh, the idea is so close.
Ava embraces her fierce flower child.
I thought it was going to be more Christian.
Yeah.
All right.
She's less Christian and more flower.
Flower. All right, Beja.
There's no way. It doesn't make any sense.
Eyes on the Prize.
Great.
Honestly,
good answer. Great answer. Beja puts a spell on you.
Which is just Romeo. May I please
do the Courtney.
The game show host to be can't not do this one.
Please.
Courtney.
Oh my God.
I'm going to warn you, it's probably the worst one.
Oh no.
It's definitely the dumbest one.
I'm trying to figure out how they're going to work selfies into it, and my brain isn't getting there.
You're better at this than they are, Hannah. Like,
yeah.
Most of what you pitched is, like,
superior. Taking selfies and names.
Oh.
Oh, so good.
Courtney gets her quirk on. And then this one is offensive.
This is,
oh, no.
This Delaney's is offensive.
Oh, this is actually mean spirit.
Is big in it somewhere? Is the word big in it?
Worse, actually.
Oh, no. Making huge strides.
Oh, I wish, actually. Uh-huh. It was lightens up and let's go.
They can't.
Gets thin.
And leaves. Early.
Devin, you guessed. Eyebrows to Heaven.
Uh-huh. making crazy cool.
That's not bad.
No.
If they'd been sexy in the middle there, he would have written it himself.
Dustin
sounds like a motto for a different company.
Yes, Dustin.
Flipping out.
That's better.
That
Hannah,
better.
I can't get over how yours are better.
Delivers farm fresh to you.
He's farm to table.
Not a thing that ever happened on this cycle.
No. Hadassah's is my favorite. And also Hadassah's enemy.
Yeah. Absolutely, she would hate this.
Enemy. Ooh. Is it something about finally letting loose?
You know what?
Perfectly imperfect and loving it. She
also
is not...
the opposite of her pamphlet title.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Hadassah, I'm crowning.
Justin's is, of course,
smooth as something.
Yeah.
Smooth's
in there.
Smooth talks his way to fame.
It's hard to say.
That is hard.
Smooth talks his way to fame.
And we just don't usually use that as a verb. Like, someone's a smooth talker, but we don't say, like, wow, he really smooth talked me.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Stefano.
The best one, because
his gets two different font sizes.
And an ellipsis.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
His is for a podcast host.
It's for real.
H to T headbanging.
Can we say it together, Lex? You say the big part and I'll say the tiny part.
Stefano tells it like it is.
And it might make you mad.
Wait, which was big and which was small?
Tells it like it is.
No.
And it might make you mad.
And it might make you mad.
But it does have an exclamation point, so it's like, and it might make you mad.
I was rooting for you.
Get out of here. He hates women. Run. Oh, y'all, that was a treat. I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. That was your tire treat.
That was your tire treat.
It was.
Now let's talk about the pictures themselves. Lacey's is too wide-legged for me, this picture.
I like the general vibe of it for nylon, though. The pose.
Yes. The outfit, as we aforementioned, is pretty bad.
She has the most nylon haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, by far.
And they styled her hair in yet another way. That hair has been very versatile for her.
Mm-hmm. Mame didn't know the picture was being taken?
Had by far the worst. It was wild to just look at all three side by side and be like, three are about the same, one is terrible.
And I'm going to tell you, kind of the worst of all 14 or however many people there are.
Mikey's? I mean,
it's Mikey.
Here's the thing. I was looking at all the magazine covers, he would be one of my tops.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it stands out.
It's like last week's photo.
Yeah,
it's a specific vibe. But the problem is we've seen all of Mikey's photos.
Oh, it's almost cruel that he's wearing a shirt that Niall would have loved.
But I don't love Niall's photo. I love the jacket.
The jacket's great. Honestly, the styling's great. I just wish the upper half of his body was leaned back. Because his upper half is so close, and his lower half is further away. And that's usually a top model no-no.
Yeah. Absolutely. I do think the eye contact is pretty good, though.
Yeah. I do like that his face is more relaxed than it normally is. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ashley doesn't like her jacket, and they put a hat on her that you can't really see, so it looks like a weird
hairstyle. I think Ashley took one frame and said, I'm good.
Bye!
Ava almost has underboob, but it's her... It's her ribs.
How did they do that?
A terrible shadow.
It looks like her boobs are her entire top.
Yeah, that's why. Like it looks like she has two sets of boobs.
I'm going to say it, though. It's one of the better pictures.
It is one of the better.
That leopard print cross is sending me.
Oh, yeah. My God. That is her vibe.
She's actually got big blossom energy, which is kind of ironic considering the whole flower thing.
I will say, this is most representative of the person's actual style so far.
Yes, agreed. Because next, Beja, this is nothing. Beja has
never. She would never. Where are the caftans? Where are the robes?
And why not show her hair?
I don't know.
That's the wildest part. Courtney's is... so bad.
Her worst photo, by far.
Also, why is she a sea witch? Like, a bog witch?
Get makeup. It feels like they didn't give her proper makeup.
And what happened, like, nobody could trim whatever is happening in the front of her hair?
Or the back?
Because that's not a bang and it's not a layer.
Look at the dead ends in the back.
Oh, gross. Oof. That poor hair.
So fried. Delaney? I mean,
she actually looks pretty good. It's not like great.
I like Delaney's picture.
I don't think it's a cover shot, but she looks really pretty.
It's very catalog.
Yes.
But
it shows off the dress well. She looks nice.
Yeah, it's honestly an amazing commercial catalog shot because it really shows you what that dress is and it accessorizes it kind of nicely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the cover of Hamptons magazine.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is it? Howard Stern's ex-wife?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Devin's?
I think this is pretty good.
I like it. I also think it shows off the jacket really nice. It makes me want to buy the jacket.
And it's a different look for him, and he looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin's on the
terrible.
Other hand.
You remember that like awful Jeremy guess jeans thing? That feels like it feels very reminiscent of that, and I hate to compare my poor Pokemaster Jeremy to him, but
he looks annoyed to be there though.
Yeah. It's just not farm fresh. I'm gonna
also,
say it.
One of the collar, one of the sides of the collars is popped up, and the other is not. So it looks like a mistake.
It did annoy me too. I also don't think the sleeves, if you actually pulled them down, would go very far.
No, they would go to about half of his forearm.
Hadassah.
Horrible.
Hadassah tried to pull off her jeans.
Oh my god, that thumb is hooked so far into that loop.
It's like also, that... pulling her thumb out of the socket.
That belt needed another loop, too. That belt is doing nothing.
Another loop? You mean any loop?
Any loop. No, there's a little one way too close to the buckle.
You want to talk about loops? Let's talk about this giant photoshopped earache that doesn't look real.
It doesn't look it's on the same plane.
It's so shiny compared to everything else.
Justin needed to style himself because you can't tell what anything is in this photo.
He's way cooler than this outfit.
He's also rocking a baby mustache now.
Unfortunately.
And then Stefano's.
Oh my god.
He's a server taking a picture for a new headshot on his break.
This is hanging outside of Ellen's Stardust Diner right now. That's so good. I'm so glad that this is what I believe is his last photo in this competition.
And they didn't airbrush the bags under his eyes away.
They didn't do any treatment to anybody. And I think that's a misstep, which makes me think that maybe these pictures were immediately printed out.
He looks like it's the opening credits of 90210 and he just turned around.
But he's like, he's just a background person. Yes. He doesn't
practicing
get
for the day when he'll get to whip to camera. Oh. I love those credits so much.
Those credits were great. Also, you will never remember how long they are until you start playing them, and they are 2 minutes.
So many shots of California.
If you ever try to play like the first 8 seasons, I think it is, of Baywatch, they're over 2 minutes long. Baywatch was like, here's a mini movie every episode.
I love that we're back in LA because we also get fun magazine rack graphic score
that
tally.
Graphic so was so great and so old school top model.
It was.
There were so many dings. The fact that the scores were represented by both little magazines and the number.
Good.
Chef you know kiss. What that is? Accessibility. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And Mame is like, well, if it wasn't for that dress, they would have picked me until someone picks her because of the dress. And she's like, thanks, I also like the dress.
So if you haven't seen this, what happens is people off the street, who we didn't get as much kooky characters as I wanted.
No. I wonder, though, if those kooky characters picked magazine covers
that
they
them.
Were not allowed to.
Yeah, how long did they have to do this before they got enough people to say these 4 contestants?
Stefano secretly won this.
Yeah.
There's one kooky character, and that's older lady who says, the eyes, we'd make beautiful babies.
To Niall, of course.
Not to be disrespectful, to his magazine. But that, I don't believe that particular person is still bearing children at this point in their life.
Even with a late stage... The change?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think.
This section of the episode had one of my all-time favorite captions, because it's someone choosing Mikey, but it just says, to identify them, man, colon, Mikey.
Perfect.
Only JW will understand this. I feel like Veronica from The Challenge picked Niall because of his jacket.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Here's the problem with this is that, and I appreciated that I know they styled themselves to some regard, but some people actively are saying they're not picking it because of the model. They're picking it because it's an outfit that they like, which I guess is fine, but not really what the challenge should have been. But the whole thing is, Mommy's not getting points.
No.
Lacey,
clearly
great.
Not winning.
Mikey, great. Niall, great. All basically even. And poor Mommy is sitting there, and hers is twofold because the dress is awful and the modeling is terrible.
Terrible. It really was so stark that three were fine and one was terrible.
Yeah. And then Michelle Lee.
Our queen.
Our queen says, Mikey, you're relying on your stupid hair.
It was so good. It was so good.
Niall, good eye contact. Mame, stunningly, stunningly beautiful. Very stiff. And then Lacey's. She doesn't.
Lacey's is complicated.
I don't think she knows how to talk to Lacey. She's like, is this a child? Am I allowed to give her
she
critique?
She was a baby.
She said she was a baby.
She said, you were edge, but sweetness, same face. Do I need to talk to your mom?
Honestly.
And then after all of that, Lacey goes, thank you.
And then I love this moment. And if Michelle Lee wasn't already in the Hall of Fame for one time
appearances. So classy.
When she picks Niall as the winner, she uses his sign.
More than Mikey has done over the course of the entire cycle.
For real. And that had to have been something that she sought out.
Yes.
She's like, hey, he won. I'm definitely going to say his name. Remind me how to say it.
Yes.
When we get our challenge scores, I feel like they're fair.
Yeah.
I feel like they're fair. I also feel like it's weird to only see four challenge scores because they take up both all the real estate and nothing. Also,
yes. They're fair. I wish that one person was punished a little more for how little they liked her photo.
Mm.
Oh, sure.
Niall 10, Lacey and Mikey 9, Mame 8. And it makes sense. That's the order.
It also corresponded to the number of picks they got.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're to believe the picks, basically Niall got 5, Lacey and Mikey both got 4, and Mame got 2, I think.
3.
I think 3. She got up to 3. I thought it was hilarious that she implied that Niall only won because he picked a leather jacket.
Because she's still blaming.
I wear leather jackets all the time.
I'm wearing a leather jacket now. She's still blaming the dress. No one's there, Mame. No one cares.
But then we get maybe Mame's best moment of the entire cycle.
With a little Lacey chaser.
Because Mikey says, I thought you were going to get a 7. And immediately Mame goes, fuck you. Excuse my language.
And apparently Mame doesn't curse that much in front of the group because yeah. Lacey is gobsmacked.
Well, because like, it also came what? Out in a it came out in a different voice. It came out in a real way, and then Mame was
it
like,
was awesome.
Uh-oh, gotta pull it back.
It came out in her fun voice and not her Rico voice.
Oh, yes, I definitely once had a crush on Mikey.
And then Tyra arrives ready to teach jazz to seniors by announcing incorrectly, kind of. Where are my models? Où est mon mannequin?
Thought that was going to be your opening quote.
I know. It's the wrong tense, y'all. She only asked for one model that time. And ¿dónde está mis modelos?
And this is the one time when someone misidentifies a language, like Corey of yore. Lacey describing Tyra as using some kind of language feels accurate. The Lacey was like, I don't know. Like,
I did appreciate in captions that we used correct punctuation for Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
We do some decent language identification later, too. Captions was on it this episode.
Yeah.
And then something very strange happens. So this is where we see the front door, because we get a giant picture and a bold red pot of fake fern or whatever. And Tyra's like, let's go sit down on the couch.
I just came to visit you today.
And she said, what were you doing? And Mame says, hand clap games. And Tyra says, let's, though my rings may hurt you. And then proceeds to slap the shit out of Mame's hands.
All in very quickly.
You didn't want to take any of those rings off?
She said, I have rings. And now I'm going to destroy you. Also, Tyra's good at this.
She is, but she's also that person. I don't know if you played these games. I definitely played these games in elementary.
Oh, so did I, for sure.
I never played games, except for the hearts.
But Tyra is that person that you, like, only played with once or twice. Because even though they were good, they hit really hard.
And they speed it up too fast.
Yes.
You got to build it gradually for fun.
She's not there to make friends. That's not what schoolyard games were to Tyra Banks.
But she's in teeny Tyra mood because
Carolyn's Mama. Mama. Mama.
Carolyn London looks amazing though.
She always looks great.
She does.
I love her chunky jewelry. I always have. I always will. And I love she looked great in double denim.
She did.
This is where we go back to the story of 13
brand new discovery story.
Oh, I can't wait to discuss the brand new discovery of this story. So we go back to the 13-year-old time that Tyra started modeling.
The discovery of this story is that Tyra doesn't know what being discovered means.
This is so perfect. It explains everything about Tyra Banks.
Because apparently what happened...
We found the Rosetta Stone.
What happened was she was sitting on a bench at school, and another random girl at school said, "You should be a model." And then 3 years went by.
No, yeah. That's how I'm pretty sure Lana Lake was at a diner, and the waitress said, "Actress?" And she said, "Movie star."
I just got discovered.
3 years later. What the fuck, Tyra? She's just some random girl that you don't even know her name.
Here's the interesting thing, though, y'all. Having read the book that she co-wrote with her mother, this story is the closest to the book's story.
It makes sense.
Book makes sense.
Released April 2018. So I think they were getting this story straight so that then they could present it in the book. Because I think Tyra thought that book was the last time she was like, that's the closing the top model chapter.
It's just funny that that's what she admits to, is that some random other teen said model. And then she was like, I've been discovered.
Well, and if she just said, it never occurred to me before then that modeling was an option for me. That girl opened my mind to the possibility that I could be a model. Absolutely.
She could have even used the word discovered. That's when
I discovered.
I could be a model. But no, she very much keeps it in, and that woman was my agent. Or whatever.
Because she wants that story.
She does.
Of getting discovered on the street so badly. You know why? Because that's what happened to Naomi Campbell.
It also de-emphasizes her drive. And I think part of it is she knows that she is a very driven person. But if you're too driven, it seems inauthentic or like not earned, right?
Honestly, a shame, because that's one of her greatest strengths,
I agree.
Honestly, is just this enormous drive she has to get things done, whether they succeed or fail.
Yeah,
no one can critique Tyra on drive. You just cannot.
Yeah.
But this story undercuts it.
And, like, wouldn't it go with the whole MLM so well to be like, I've always been financing myself. I've always been financing my own career, and this is just the next step in that. Like, that's how you make that work.
Because you got to believe in yourself first. Yeah.
Yep.
Then we learn another wild fact with the quote, "I'm a medical photographer, but I do not photograph my daughter." Medical photographer?
I think that was in the book, too, of what she did, and that's how she had the equipment and stuff.
Autopsies and... like,
probably. I don't remember specifically. I think it was more, oh gosh, I don't want to misquote the book.
The book.
She was a medical photographer, though, and that's why she had like the stuff.
Yeah. It's just.
Because that was my thing when I was reading. I was like, oh, that makes sense. You didn't just on a whim buy nice equipment.
In Carolyn London's author bio, it says, and I think this is fascinating. Carolyn London is a retired professional photographer, mother to Tyra and her brother, Devin, and the CEO emeritus of the Tyra Banks Company. She is the grandmother of 5 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. But we never hear any word from Tyra about anyone else in her family but her child and her mother.
Well, her dad was on.
Yes.
Way back in the day.
Once. To trick people into...
He lawyered, if I remember correctly.
Yep, he lawyered. Well, that's like when we discovered Victoria had a dad.
Yeah.
Look at that picture.
Did you read this book, Lex?
No, I found that.
Oh, got you. I was about to say, I could have just given you this book.
Eric Asla took the photo.
Oh, that's kind of cute. Sorry. Yeah. It's eye-rolly, but also kind of cute.
I'll say this about, like, the whole, that whole book, if you haven't read, and I don't know that it's necessarily worth reading if you haven't sought it out yet. It is an interesting tale because the way the book is formatted, some parts Tyra will write from her perspective, and then it'll go to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Lex, kind of to your point, I think that Tyra is great about keeping stuff that she wants to keep private, private.
Yeah.
That baby was big secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that whatever relationship she has with her family, her sibling, her father, etc., is nobody's business unless Tyra wants to make it their business. And it's kind of, it's fascinating how wildly public Tyra is. But also, when something's private, it is in that bankable vault.
Mm-hmm. She does the technique of seeming open book, right? You know everything about me. I put it all out there. Look at me with no makeup. This is my routine, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
To be so open so that you don't ever question what she's not talking about.
And I kind of get it, though. I
mean, it's a tactic for sure.
Well, and that's why Flossom works so well for her.
Because
she can just always point to that and never talk about things in her life that are really potentially traumatic or that she has negative feelings about. And that is her right. I'm not trying to say
she doesn't owe us anything.
She doesn't have to talk about anything she doesn't want to talk about. When she does it to other people, though, it does add this, like, aura of distastefulness when she expects it from other people, but doesn't apply those same rules to herself.
She wants to drink the delicious tears, Hannah, not produce them.
I did not realize how big of an influence Carolyn is on Tyra's whole, like, business ethos.
Yeah.
Because we just talked in the last episode about, like, why are you trying to get these people to be entrepreneurs right away? They have no idea what they're doing. But that's because that's what Mama Carolyn said.
I actually really dig the sentence, know to plan for the end at the beginning. I'm like, that is actual career advice.
Carolyn said, be the model, the verb, not model the noun, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of this is what you do, not who you are.
Yeah.
I understand the sentiment of plan for the end at the beginning. I don't love it as actual advice. I think be aware that there's an end at the beginning
don't
is more
pretend that there's
helpful.
Not. Don't pretend that.
Don't pretend that this is forever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what I get out of it. I actually really like the advice because while I think that people should be able to experience career highs, job highs, whatever, in the moment, every single part of your career is temporary in some aspect.
Absolutely.
So you always have to be kind of thinking, okay, well, after this thing that's happening to me, no matter how I feel about it, something else is going to happen afterwards, and I want to prep for that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I got out of it.
I think that's probably what the intent was. I just think that Tyra, because she's Tyra and does this, takes things too literally.
Yes, I agree.
Makes it too pithy.
Yes. Well, no, not even that. Just like, that's what leads her to telling these people that they all have to have businesses ready to present now when none of them are ready for it. Where it's like, if you actually waited for a while, had this part of your career
you might
a little
know
more,
yourself
built
more.
A brand, you might be able to pitch a successful company.
Yeah, because even the way Tyra talks about her own makeup company at this point, let's say, right? She's like, well, I was on sets, I was using makeup, I was doing makeup in her story on Heidi Klum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know makeup, right?
Yes.
None of those other people, except for Nariel, in those business presentations has done anything to prepare them for some sort of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In some ways, they're too young to. Not that young entrepreneurs don't exist.
But this is what I'm saying. This is why the advice, Tyra takes it to a place that's way too literal.
Can I say, though, I love that we kind of found out in Cycle 22, theoretically the end game of the show, why it means so much for Tyra for the go-see challenges to be timed and have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because her mother, this is the thing that it feels like it was a critique of Tyra to her face. They were always like, Tyra, here's too much to do in a day. And Tyra would be like, watch
challenge
me.
Accepted.
But I have a question. What time, what on time is Tyra? I know we are 22 cycles in. We are 22 cycles in. But what time limit was Tyra on? Because they're not appointments. From what we've learned about ghosties, you
by
just...
By end of business.
It's, you know, office hours.
Yeah.
In my head, Tyra was giving her ghosty challenges personally.
She saw that 24-hour ticking clock.
She got on the back of a Vespa with the engine and had a map.
She's like, I beat my personal best.
Also, what's so fascinating, this is, and we can talk about it maybe, or we don't have to talk about it. Carolyn London seems so down to earth and yes. together.
Yes.
And yet Tyra, who was clearly raised by that, is so unhinged in so many like avenues of her life. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I guess like Carolyn never stopped doing that for her, so she never had to do it for herself.
She never had to do it herself. That's yeah. true.
Ooh, interesting.
That's true.
Speaking of mothers, we have to get to the most overwhelming reveal we've ever had. So poorly choreographed.
Oh, but before that, Mame sat there and said, my mom, she's a real bitch. And they said, come Ooh. On in, Mame's bitch of a mom.
This was the meanest thing the show's oh ever goodness. Done to somebody.
You couldn't have just stopped her from talking.
I'm sorry, having all four mamas come in all at once is too overwhelming.
Way too, especially coming down that tiny hallway where they can't all fit.
And you don't want to milk Mame last. You don't want to show the three people and Mame being like, well, my mom's not coming. She's in Ghana. They're never mm-hmm. going to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to do the fake out? Come on. With a little twinkly music.
Poorly done.
I talk about people's stories. I also find it suspicious that now Mikey's story about his family is they're not that bad. They're fine people after he shit on them in every episode.
Again, I think either Mikey's producer, someone in the show, was like, you have a chance to win this. We got to start creating a compelling narrative. Yeah. It's not just you flirting it up.
I believe that he loves his mom. I think all this emotion was extremely...
They seem close. And she... Cindy?
Sincere.
Cindy? Seems
the only lovely. Person. The mm-hmm. only person. The only person we get the name of. I had to go searching for these people's names.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried that I hadn't, so I rewatched that whole segment. No,
oh, they
we
never
just
tell
get Cindy.
You. Yep. It makes me really sad, actually, that he has a very touching relationship with his mother and seems to respect her very much and can only apply that respect to one woman.
Yeah.
Mm. It really makes me sad.
Niall's mother is Donna DeMarco.
Great name.
Great name.
But also...
Romance novelist.
I think this is fascinating. His father's name was Neil Thompson, which means that Niall purposefully took his mother's maiden name as his last name, which I think speaks a lot to Niall's relationship with his mother.
And what we hear in the episode.
Mm-hmm. Mikey's mother is Cindy. Lacey's mother is Michelle.
Oh, yeah, she seems like a Michelle.
And I could not find Mame's parents' names anywhere, which is very...
Oh, my gosh. No.
But also is very strange because they were diplomats. Why can't I find their names?
Interesting.
Interesting.
So we're meeting all the family. And at first, when we started getting just story, I actually thought Lacey was never going to talk about her mother.
No, there Lacey was not present.
Lacey and Michelle get pushed to the side for a while.
Well, I think we've been told by Lacey that she lived with her dad after they got divorced.
Exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
It's
And that's why she got fat.
I wrote one of the meanest notes I've ever read, which is Lacey is still not over this fat divorce that she went through. One thing that I think was interesting, especially knowing that they seem very bonded on the show, Lacey and Niall both have a lot of feelings surrounding their parents' divorces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time when Niall cracks the goofball a little bit because he seems protective of Donna in a very solid way is how I'll put it.
Well, and that seemed like a wildly traumatic divorce.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a relationship between a queer person and their mother that is what you expect that to be, especially with a queer male and their mother, of like, it seems very close in friendship, but also there probably seems like there's nice walls up about it. But him being like, you have to divorce him.
That photo of baby Duckface Niall.
Oh my God.
And his mom was so cute.
It was amazing. This is so silly. But there's a moment where it's Tyra and her mom, all the moms and the contestants, and then poor Roman, the interpreter, by himself. And I was like, bring Roman's mother!
Ramon's mother.
Ramon.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted it so bad.
Lacey also looks just like her mother.
Same face.
They have the same face.
Exact same.
She also says she's been a mama's girl since birth.
Okay. Yeah.
Lacey is like, time to pivot. Gotta pivot this story.
I want to believe that Lacey is the one that said, put my mom in a mohawk mullet. She said, punish my mother.
Punish my mother.
I think it's really genuinely entertaining that Mom A not only plans to be rich, but to buy this house in 2 years.
In 2 years. Two years.
I don't care about the timeline. I like the idea that she's like, and bulldoze it to the ground.
There are so many little interesting things around the edges of this relationship. Mm-hmm. Nice to see a little bit of what I believe is potentially Muslim representation, which we almost never get in popular culture. So interested to know their cultural lingual history, because once again, we get a little hint of it without getting much of it at all.
Thanks to captions.
But unfortunately, Mame is pushing to have this moment with her mother that she's just not going to get.
The mother does not want to have this conversation at all.
No.
And I am going to be generous and say that Mame, seeing these other parents, maybe thinking about this throughout the cycle, was like, I haven't seen her in a long time. I got to have this conversation while I can. To do it on the TV series, though, like, if I was the mother, I'm not sure that I would feel comfortable having this conversation with cameras all around.
Definitely not. I think that was one of the reasons she did it, though. I wonder if she's tried to have this conversation before and been shut down in such a way that she's like, I'm going to try to do this publicly so she has to respond to me.
Yeah.
But some people are just not going to give you that thing that you so desperately want from them.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, because it's just not in them. That's not who they are.
Yeah.
Or not in them at that moment, you know?
So I did a little bit of research on Akon, which is what they're speaking.
In captions credit, it says speaks Akon,
which was super helpful.
Because I hate it when captions are just like, speaks foreign language.
It's a language spoken by people inhabiting southern Ghana and adjacent parts of Cote d'Ivoire. Mm-hmm. But that led me to find out that Mame's name in Akon means mother, but that is usually used as an honorific in the same way that, like, in Persian culture, we use mama and baba to be like my grandmother and great grandma. Like, any woman up in that line, we would call them by their name plus the honorific, and other cultures obviously use this too. But
I've seen that with mama in English sometimes too, in various regions, like a grandmother will be mama whoever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Grandmothers are a lot of times, I think, mama blank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's just fascinating to name your child that. Because normally, apparently in Akan, you name them on the day that they were born.
Oh, wow.
Like, the day corresponds to the name.
Fascinating.
Yeah. I thought that was really interesting.
Lacey outs herself as a liberal because she says maybe
bisexual?
Well, the first thing she says about the liberal is that she says of her mom, if you can find a non-conservative Southern person, let me know.
But also, it was just getting weird vibes. It just seemed like Lacey was like, oh, I hate being in the South and all these conservatives, and I just don't fit in. And this, and I'm like, this is the first we're hearing about it. And also, it just made it seem like there was some queerness to Lacey in an interesting way.
I think, you know, she's so committed to Southern baby as storyline that now she kind of can't get out of it. But it's really interesting.
Oh, yeah, she's trapped as Southern virgin.
It's really interesting to realize, like, oh, you came on the show to get yourself to a place where you didn't have to be that anymore, but you're going to sell yourself as that to get yourself out.
Yeah.
Which is honestly seems like advice that Tyra would give.
I think so.
So the photo shoot is going to, and this is so funny to me, end up being two looks because Tyra was so inspired by the fashion.
Well, Tyra, we know, does not have good time management, so she made this photo shoot longer and said, we need to have Tyra two shot.
To give her a little bit of credit, I thought she worked very well with Mame's mother.
Yes.
I did too. Oh,
sincerely
yeah.
Sincerely thought Tyra did a great job with that and was the reason, honestly, that the photos turned out.
I'll say this. I think Tyra worked well, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think because it's a rare time that someone is there to give Tyra some sort of authority.
Yes.
Yes, except for one moment where now this stupid fucking turtle is good. You had a whole teach about how turtle was bad.
But I liked it. It was kind of cute to me that Tyra asked her mom if she could tell Niall's mom about it. I liked it.
It was cute. I will say, when Tyra did Donna Summer ever wear a hair necklace? I don't think that ever happened.
Let her have it.
It
worked.
Donna did kind of look like Barbara Streisand, though.
She kind of did.
In the profile, 100%.
The profile is all we get?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lacey, even though this ends up being not true, spoiler, seems to think there's going to be a final three. And I'm like, who told you that? Because it's been a minute since we've gotten that. I mean, I guess we did last cycle, but it like didn't function the same way as a normal final three.
I do want to say, I'm relieved that this wasn't all four of the mom's experiences.
Yes.
The way that the show treats Mikey's mom as like queen for a day made me uncomfortable.
I agree. And also when they made it like funereal, like Mikey's mom got a very different styling brief than everyone else.
I think they were going rock and roll, which just meant black essentially for them. But I will, to give the kernel of credit, which is the tiniest amount of credit I think I can physically give someone. When they were talking about doing, when they were telling the moms that they would be modeling alongside them, Mikey's mom did get emotional and say that she never does anything for herself. So I think some of the queen for a dayness was overdone, but I think she also set them up for it.
Yeah, I just wish Tyra hadn't latched on to that hard.
I just also
think she can't help herself at this point.
She was the only one that was really excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
On a scale
of the range of
on
Mame's
a scale of Cindy to Mame's unnamed mother, it was Mikey's mom, Niall's mom, Lacey's mom, Mame's mom. Way down Niall's, at the bottom.
Niall's mom was just excited to spend time with Niall.
Niall,
it was so nice to see once again Niall have someone to talk to without the use of an OPPO or an interpreter.
What a relief to see him be able to engage with another human being.
Absolutely. And it energizes him.
Yes.
It energizes him. He always does so well around these times when this has happened. I wonder if they got to talk about like, hey, mom, do you know what they did for me? Pitch black darkness in the middle of night on a box. And she's like, what?
Mom, I've been trying to teach these asshole signs for weeks and none of them.
And then Mame just comes up and goes, sushi? And they're like.
And then at the end of the shoot. At the end of the shoot, because Lacey is 18, we have sparkling cider and Tyra toasts to mamas and babies and fashion and cycle 22. It is very Celine Dion coded of to all the parents and also the children.
Oh my god, I wish they'd gotten Celine on an episode of Top Model. Can you imagine? They went to Vegas.
Ooh.
This is perhaps the meanest note I've ever written.
Ooh.
Because Mikey said, I've never given up once in my life. And I said, Courtney begs to differ.
It's late night podleen and we're all a little mean. All a little mean.
At panel. We have a yellow and black bias cut dress with one yellow pump and one black pump and one long earring and one short earring.
I like the long earring.
I actually like the whole stupid look.
You like the shoes?
I'm sorry. I knew I was going to get it from
you. I knew you were
going to
like those shoes.
I do not care. I think this is fun. Peekaboo yellow boob. Great.
I thought they were stupid in a fun way.
Yeah, this is the right kind of stupid for me.
But sincerely, I would wear the majority of Tyra's jewelry this cycle.
Sure.
This new haircut really revamped the jewelry story.
And the makeup. Her makeup has looked way better this cycle than it has in ages.
It's the clothes that are just so bananas.
Hot young Guinan.
Yeah.
Forever.
Mame is up first. The way this is framed, before we get to the photo, is they make it seem like Mame has never seen her mother since she was sent to the U.S. And we already got told that that was not true.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd she say, 3 years maybe? Four?
Yeah.
But she, no, Mame was being a little bit sneaky, and I don't know how much of this was gamesmanship and how much of it is just the way she talks, but she was like, my college graduation, but before that, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So actually, the most recent time was pretty recent.
This year, yeah.
I actually gave Kelly another kernel of credit because she noticed that Mame was being emotional, and I didn't think the switch was all that grand.
It was nice to see Kelly emotionally involved and sincerely into and moved by the idea of motherhood.
She was moved by the idea of motherhood, but not by the idea of being a mother, having a child. I would argue her daughter probably hated this. Which, once again, is Kelly's impression of her daughter and not me making a stand of a mean-spirited impression.
That is canon.
But it's nice for the people in this room at this time.
Yes. Now,
let me say, these photos of Mame and her mother are incredible to me. I find them... Your faces are so different. I love them. I love
the first one. I think they both look very beautiful in that first one. I like the gold and black.
I think there's some lighting problems in this.
I agree. I think the lighting is very harsh.
I don't love the rolled up paper behind them. But
I also, I love her mom in the second photo. Her mother in that second photo is absolutely stunning. I don't love Mame's face in the second photo.
I don't like Mame's face at all in the second photo.
I think she looks a little bit like she's mid calling out somebody's name who's across the room.
The lip is very strange.
Huh. Yeah, I'm seeing different photos. I mean, I'll give you the lighting stuff. I feel like everyone was kind of blasted with light in these, though, in the exact same way.
It just shows
more
skin.
In Mame, for sure.
I also
but
just
I
noticed
think there's
that
something so genuinely activated and very different in both photos that not every other one achieves. Like, some of the other ones just seem like Lacey and Niall, I'll just say their names. Lacey and Niall kind of take the same photo twice.
Sure.
I do like that there is a different mood to each of them, but I really far prefer, especially for Mame, really just for Mame, the first one.
Okay.
This is also me realizing for the first time, I don't know how I missed it, that everyone is posing in front of a giant blunt.
Oh my god. That is.
Yeah, it's a rolled up piece of paper for that, some reason.
Not only is it a giant blunt, there's a weird dent in it. We didn't actually do it correctly.
Yeah, it's not a good roll.
No, and someone hit it when they walked by.
It's not burning evenly or whatever, but why? What is this? Just remove it.
Mikey comes up and thank you, Miss J, for stopping the narrative that Mikey is going to blow up a picture of him and his mom and put it in his bedroom.
Mm-hmm. The moment they all stopped so hard is very funny to me. They're like, no, take that back.
I appreciate, as you called out last week, JW, this view of Mikey in profile in the first photo. Something we haven't seen before. Nice to see any kind of different angle on his face. I hate the second photo.
The first photo looks like he wants to fuck his mom. And the second photo looks like they fucking on a motorcycle. There is something, and I think it's Mikey's fault because he can't not do it.
Sure.
There's something weirdly sensual about the way. And obviously it's also because Mikey said, cougars love me. But
I don't know. The first photo with him in profile, the closer, almost beauty shot of the two of them, I like quite a lot.
I like it too.
There's something very matriarchal about her.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, I don't get sexuality from that, from the first
one. I don't
one.
Either. I am
the
depressed.
The second one, I'll give you a little bit more.
Okay, thank you.
I am
you.
Depressed about the Lisa Frank outfits in the first photo.
Yeah, why? Why was that?
Don't know. Florida?
Rock and roll?
She's almost dressed exactly like how Ava dressed in her nylon cover.
She sure is.
I think the second photo is terrible.
The second photo is really bad. It
looks the second photo is my least favorite out of all the eight photos that
100%,
we've
seen. 100%, yes. And it's not tough.
And he looks like he's wearing a wig for the first time.
He just looks very confused about what's happening.
Yeah, they just don't feel... They feel so connected in the first one and feel like they were actually emotionally pulled apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's... Look, she's not a model. I'm not giving it to her. But it's not the most flattering angle on her in the second one either.
No.
Now, Lacey's first photo, her mother is putting her in a chokehold.
Yeah.
And she's grabbing her mom's thigh. Like, she's, like, gonna rub it up her thigh.
What is the story?
What is the top hat? Why is Lacey in a top hat?
Why did she have to wear the top hat?
Here's my Kelly story. Lacey is a ringleader at a circus, but there is a deadly trapeze artist who has finally seized her moment to kill the ringleader.
Succession circus.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Succession?
Yep, 100%.
The other photo, Lacey's face is serving.
Ooh.
But this arm second, is so weird.
Yep.
It's weird, but that kind of makes me like the second photo. Like, there's something... She's amazing in it. Mm-hmm. I actually think the profile is kind of interesting in the sense that I can create a moment where it's like, these two look so much alike that you're kind of seeing two pictures of Lacey.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
You're showing off the hair, too.
And I think the outfit works for this weird angle. I don't know. I just... this might be my individual favorite photo,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, this doesn't even look like Lacey. There's something different about her face.
She looks older in a good way.
Yes.
I think part of it is they put her in a nude lip, which they're not wont to do on Lacey.
Mm.
Well, they softened the hair and the bang a little bit, too.
But look at that cheekbone. Look at
just another look.
It is nice to see her with less makeup, because she wears makeup really well. But sometimes the makeup can fool you into thinking that, like, the makeup is creating the angles of her face.
Uh-huh.
And then you take it away and you see it's just her stunning face.
Yeah. Niall walks up in a tank top, and they say, "Woof diggity, woo, hoo, 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 sex, 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 sex."
And Niall gets Britney's theme.
Brap, 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 da, da, ba.
For a tank top.
A loose tank top.
That he's done the Tan France French tuck on.
Oh my God.
And then captions has been giving us so much and then taketh it all away, because the crunch that happened when Niall starts tearing up and he is expressing that he is sorry and he goes, "I'm sorry," and it says, "Women, aw," just so you know, Miss J didn't.
Yep.
Just like that man who said Mikey.
Mikey.
Women, aw.
The checkerboard photo, because they're wearing, it's very mod. There's this like, it's very, like, Italian mafia, like, she's in charge, and he's, like, her, like, lieutenant son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do not like the body positioning for Niall in this.
It's odd.
It's
a little odd. It's not enough to bother me, I guess. Because I do like, they just have such a connection between the two of them that's so established, and you can see it so clearly in both shots.
But it's the same face for Niall in both shots. You can literally go back and forth, and it's just a close-up.
Now, before we talk about the second shot, did the panel think that the sign for applause was the sign for single moms? Because they said, "Single moms!" and applauded, and it made it seem like they didn't know what the sign was.
I think they were just applauding single moms.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I like your version of reality, Lex, but I'm gonna say they, because I feel like the one thing that most people somehow learn, because maybe they see it in media more often, is the like sign for clapping.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just proud of them for doing one thing correctly.
I will give Niall's mom that I think she was the best model of the moms. Mm-hmm. They're two fully different looks going on with the mom.
I really love the second photo. The second photo might be my favorite individual photo.
The more close-up one?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Because
it's really well composed, too.
It's really well composed. They both look stunning.
Yeah.
And I think it speaks to what their relationship actually is. When he talked about being protective of her, I think you see their real, genuine relationship, but it's also very fashion-y.
And it was so...
I love the photo of them, and I want to be super clear about that. I'm very disappointed that at this stage in the game, that they chose, or that's all that was given by Niall to them, that the longer shot is quite literally the exact same face.
I agree with you, and I'm probably too sympathetic to Niall, and I acknowledge that. I just think he's so scared to do anything other than intense and sexy for this panel, because they don't like it when he does anything else, that's just always what he's going to do now.
Yes. I also think that this face works immensely better in close-up, because you can actually see the eyes in a way that the further back one doesn't work as well.
Yeah. I think the further back one would work if you were looking at her.
Sure.
I would have been very interested to see, because we actually don't get a lot of Niall profile.
Mm-mm.
We only get it when he's allowed to be goofy in the background.
Right. Yep.
I think that's what it is. And again, maybe I'm too unsympathetic, because I also know Niall's fine. He wins, and is also one of the most winning people of all time. I get it. But, like, I'm just... Why did the show do this and not comment on it? But also, why does the show never comment on Mikey doing the same thing all the time? Mm-hmm. It just feels like same-faceness used to be such a big deal.
But I only think same-faceness is a woman problem. I think same-faceness, other than Marvin, same-faceness for men has mostly been fine if they find it sexy.
For Kelly and Tyra.
Yes.
Miss J will call it out.
But I will say, about the second photo, I could see it in a magazine, and I could see it on a mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice, that it still has fashion, but is still, you're getting the emotion from the photo. And this is where I realized, before we do call out order, that Mikey is wearing dirty sweatpants to panel.
He got so much permission to just dress however he wanted.
Rock and roll.
Because they were like, it's your brand.
Rock and roll beach fashion.
I thought you were going to say rock and roll bitch. Rock and roll bitch.
What I will find, I'm going to drop it here. This is the first time that Tyra Banks said, I am holding three photos in my hand, but did not say that someone will be going home to pack their bags like she normally
does. I didn't notice.
Yeah. Call out order. Mommy is first.
I was honestly shocked.
I was as well.
I really liked hers. I was surprised she was called first. And she gets a 10 from Tyra. Also, by the way, every judge gave her the highest score.
Yes.
Not only did every judge give her the highest score, spoiler, every judge, it's the same. Same order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is so strange. Niall is next.
And there was only 0.1 between their scores. Yeah.
Although Niall did get the 10 for the challenge of mommy and 8. So that was part of it. And then I actually didn't know what was going to happen, because I was like, there's two episodes left. Are we going to have a top 3 to top 2 situation?
I was very confused, because I remember what the finale is like, and I was like, what are they about to do? Because Tyra was so insistent on stretching this bit as long as it could go.
Lacey, you're comfortable and amazing. Mikey, love for mom.
Boop, 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 boop.
How did this happen? Did they?
They talked about it.
They talked about it.
Yeah, it was fully planned.
I love that they didn't even change their individual scores per judge. Like, at least switch the numbers around a little bit and still make them equal the same thing.
Yeah, do a little trade, or like do a little tradesies.
But just know, you literally got the same exact scores from all the judges.
Uh-huh.
And then, instead of just saying, so you both stay, Tyra then says, and so the top model rules, of which there are many, the judges now have to debate who goes home. And I'm like, well,
we debated. So long, but that's so hard.
That's not how it ever has worked. That would have happened already.
It used to work like that.
That would have happened already.
Yeah.
And then Tyra says, I never said that someone was going home, though. And I'm like, but you did.
You did, several times.
Yeah.
And then we get a double.
The dumbest thing in the world. Please, Lex.
Tyra gives a Tyra 2 list of a photo.
A Tyra 2 photo!
Because they printed out...
It's an Oppo Tufo.
They put their photos on one sheet of paper, and then Niall is so angry.
He is so mad that Mikey is still here. Specifically, I think.
What was that word the captions put together? To and of, to twoof?
Twoof.
This was a twoof. This was a twoof. It's also so stupid because Tara's like, both of you hold it together. I'm like, imagine if this had to go in their portfolio.
And then we learn that next episode is a debate and also battle of the sexes.
Because Tyra's like, this time it's going to be one guy and one girl. Because apparently, like, the show never really got what Tyra wanted, which is a guy and a girl battling it out at the end.
Yep.
But they did.
Which I'm going to say right now, this is the worst for Mikey in terms of the show.
Oh yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think there is a world, especially with Mikey on the peak right now, no matter mm-hmm. how anyone feels about him, the show I thought could be setting up Niall v. Mikey.
Mikey.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I think easy.
But I think this is going to ultimately really screw over Mikey. And am I shedding a tear? No. But I do feel bad for him in a game player sense. Like, aw.
To which I say, finally.
The game and finally works against Mikey.
Which I say, finally.
No.
Finally. Y'all, we still have 2 more episodes.
With these people.
I'm this glad is that so this was funny. Night.
This was like an episode that the three of us mostly like had a therapy session.
It's like, yeah, this is a real meh episode, so let me get something off my chest.
Let me, I'm going to send, I think this will be a fun way to end the episode. So I did find the Niall's prize, if JW can open that, or sure. Hannah, either one. I did find the nylon video was
nice.
Filmed.
Actually now, happened.
Yeah, it did happen. Now, was that also because Niall won the show? Spoiler alert?
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps. But it is fun that we did get a nylon video, the confirmation that it actually worked. So let's all watch it together.
OMG, LOL, YOLO, WTF. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, hashtag, 20,000 likes on Instagram, selfie, thirsty, bae, hit me up, first kiss, one night stand, haters, basic, photobomb, chill, turned up. For the win. Cool. Niall. Nylon. Bernie Sanders. Britney Spears. Barack Obama. On fleek. Barack Obama on fleek.
The choice of vocabulary is kind of wild.
I do want to say I love the sign for thirsty.
I think it's actually fun to do words that are more slang because I actually think it could teach folks like about the fun and happiness that Niall talks about with Sign.
And then,
to me, it just went off the rails as soon as we hit Bernie Sanders.
And Bernie Sanders was showing his nails off, y'all.
It just made it such a product of its time.
Oh, instantly. Barack Obama on fleek.
The best part of that to me is how happy Niall looks to be wearing a silly little shirt and 8 pounds of gel in his hair.
Oh, that hair is long and slicked back.
Crunchy.
And
crispy. That's my Jersey boy.
And if you like us Jersey New York boys and gals, you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing from you.
Where are the boys takes. At? New Jersey.
Right. New York. Jersey City, New
Jersey
York.
Jersey City, New York.
Yeah. That's what I was going for. You can rate, review, and subscribe. We love hearing from you, your hot takes, your iced tea. You can reach out to us at podleadum@gmail.com. Send us an email or maybe send something to our physical P.O. box. I was planning on going to it, but spoiler alert, it sucks out there in New York right now. There's 3 storms all hitting together and I didn't want to go to the P.O. box. So, but I will go.
Valid choice.
Yeah. If you send things to us, you can find me anywhere at @yetcharming.
I am on Instagram at Hannah Jean Ginsburg.
And I'm on Instagram at JW_Krupp.
And be sure to use the hashtag podleadum and crispy crunchy whenever you talk about us so we know it's you and us.
And we?
So for podleadum, I've been Lex Basile Price.
I'll be Hannah Jean Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleetum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.